again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Follows the same format as that followed by the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, so we merely call it Where Fitz Left Off. Can you believe it's been 40 years ago tomorrow that the General Electric Outdoor Lighting Department held an open house for Hendersonville in the county, and 6,000 people showed up? Earlier on in this series, we shared with you memories of the auspicious groundbreaking ceremony, marking the start of construction of the new GE plant, and the Chamber of Commerce banquet, starring Philip Reed, chairman of the board of GE, the most pretentious banquet ever staged in Hendersonville. 20 months went by, from February of 1955 until November 2nd, 1956, as contractors worked at a heated pace trying to get the construction finished before winter closed in 1956. Perhaps 60 families had sought out houses as they were transferred here with GE from the outdoor lighting operation in Lynn, Massachusetts. I certainly wouldn't hazard trying to remember the names of all those 60 families we gained as new Hendersonville citizens, as they made their way here to establish new homes and new neighbors and friends and a new future. I do remember the Schwalbachs were in the first cadre, along with the Jim Thorndykes and Art and Hattie Harrington. Art would later become mayor of Laurel Park. The sudden chaos in house hunting and new families getting settled into their new home communities seemed like an enormous number of people had moved here from Lynn with the GE plant. But looking at hard numbers, for every person transferred as cadre to the new GE plant, 9 local workers were hired and trained for employment in the new operation. Another insight into the GE move: a number of years ago, Buck Fraley, who was CEO of Carolina Motor Freight, told me that the GE move to North Carolina provided their trucking company with a new springboard of opportunity, which they were able to exploit and pushed them into the one of the top 10 motor carriers in the entire nation. Buck Fraley dreamed up something called Portal to Portal and entered bids against railroad shipment. While the railroad, the cost of shipping purely from Lynn to Hendersonville was less than what Carolina was able to offer, Carolina factored in having their trucks actually back into the plant in Lynn, load the machinery onto the truck, and on arrival in Hendersonville would back the truck to the proper site on the plant floor and unload. This savings on local dray charges gave the edge to Carolina, and GE was the first plant moved entirely by their firm, and they used this experience to markedly expand this phase of their operation. Unfortunately, Carolina experienced major problems recently and was bought out by ABF, Arkansas Best Freight, and they closed all the Carolina terminals, and if you should see a Carolina logo, ABF just hadn't gotten around to painting it out yet. That open house took place 20 months after the groundbreaking. At that time, Joseph T. Bailey was general manager of the plant. He had been with GE since 1937, the year he graduated from Newark College of Engineering. In those years, the GE plant had, under the general manager, 5 sections or departments, and each of those had a manager, like manager of engineering, manager of manufacturing. The outdoor lighting department originally consisted of one 184,000-square-foot manufacturing area and an 11,000-square-foot laboratory wing. In addition to the executive office section, the plant also offered a cafeteria for staff members. 6,000 people would tour the plant during open house. GE's outdoor lighting department was the first totally self-contained industrial branch of a major corporation to operate here. The engineering for everything manufactured here was invented and devised here by in-house engineers. Sales and marketing of all outdoor lighting products was also headquartered here. And one of the first spectacular tools for selling GE's products was Lamplighter Lane. Shortly after GE located here, the local plant even had its own legal department, headed by Dwight Carhart. In 4 years, the plant had achieved such success, Ronald Reagan was given time to do a PR visit to Hendersonville. And as in the case of Kimberly Clark, the growth of the General Electric plant here has been phenomenal. And from the very first, wages paid to General Electric employees, whether on an assembly line, in die making, or in office work, those wages impacted all wages paid by other commercial businesses in the community. And you don't just count the Joe Baileys or the Chuck Malones or the Phil Milroys or the Stan Smiths or the Bill Vineyards. being active in civic and social and even political affairs. You also count the many other middle management families and 900 employees who've been part of the GE plant over the years. Doesn't seem possible. It's been 40 years since GE happened. And the memories of the seventh child are rich about the plant and its people. This guy, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50.